HubZero.org, a platform for scientific collaboration.
Good afternoon, everyone. Again, my name is Courtney Matthews. Excuse me, my voice is a little off today. I'm the Digital Data Repository Specialist with the Purdue University Research Repository, also known as PUR. It's very nice to be here today. This is actually my first time attending Hubub, so I'm very happy to be here. Today I'm going to give you a whirlwind tour of PUR and PUR's data curation services model. First, we're going to take a quick look at my agenda. I'll provide a quick backgrounder on PUR. Then I'll discuss PUR as a data management planning solution. I'll talk about the PUR data curation services workflow. Then I'll give you a look at PUR by walking through the steps necessary to create a project and then to publish a data set. And finally, I'll give an overview of the services that PUR offers to support users. So first off, we should give you a little definition of what PUR is. PUR is a hub that provides a research data and collaboration solution for Purdue faculty, graduates, and staff. When we talk about research data, we're talking about everything from spreadsheets, images, output from sensors and instruments, and the rest of the things you see listed up here. PUR is an online collaborative space where researchers are able to collect, discuss, share, and disseminate their research data. Now, PUR ensures long-term preservation of data by the issuing of a digital object identifier to each data set that a researcher identifies as being worthy of becoming a published data set. Excuse me. PUR also provides support and services to the above via a growing suite of tools, resources, and expertise to ensure that the user's research data and storage collaboration needs are met. PUR provides researchers with the tools for meeting the increasingly necessary DMP requirements of the grant application process. Now, as I said, DMPs are increasingly required by grant funding agencies. All of the listed grant funders require DMPs with varying degrees of specificity and focus. For example, the one that most everyone is familiar with is the National Science Foundation, and as of January 15th, 2011, the NSF has required a 2-page data management plan. PUR provides extensive data management planning resources at research.hub.purdue.edu/DMP. And I'll talk about some of those resources a little bit later in the talk. Excuse me. Also included in that section is an NSF specific guide, and again I will talk about that in a few minutes. So PUR has been developed through a partnership between the Purdue University Libraries, the Office of the Vice President of Research and Information and Technology at Purdue, and also in consultation with sponsored program services at Purdue. Funding has been gained through a partnership of the Purdue University Libraries, the Office of Vice President of Research, and Information Technology at Purdue ITAP. In turn, PUR is governed by an executive steering committee comprised of the Dean of Libraries, the Vice President of Information Technology, and the Vice President for Research. Now, with that background in mind, I'll move on to an overview of Purdue's research and data services workflow. Now, just prior to doing that, I think it's useful to quickly define what a project is and what a publication or a dataset publication is. So, a PUR project is a user-created collaborative workspace. Any user researcher with a Purdue career account can register that account at research.hub.purdue.edu and create a trial workspace. A researcher or user can create multiple projects up to the allotted space limit. And now, PUR dataset publication is simply a collection of files and metadata that a user chooses for his or her project space, from his or her project space, to publish as a dataset publication. Now, this is the basic workflow that data travels through PUR. So initially, the user would create a data management plan, and that's the first step. We'll get into some of those resources again in a moment. But the big first step is, the second step, excuse me, is creating a project. In project creation, the user logs in with their career account. They create and describe their project space. And this could involve the registration of a grant. The user will have the opportunity to invite collaborators to the project from Purdue or from other institutions. And finally, the user must identify whether their data is of a sensitive or restricted nature and agree to PERS privacy terms. Once this has been completed, the user has a new project workspace to collaborate within. Now, again, the project workspace is where researchers are able to collaborate, upload files, and stage their research. At that point, the researcher or the user is going to want to create once they've completed using the collaborative workspace, they'll then move on to publishing a data set. And in this process, the user will select primary and supplementary files to be included in their published data set. The user will build the citation, editing the data set's metadata, authors, selecting gallery images, adding tags, assigning a license, and assigning any necessary release notes. The user can then review and submit the data set to be published and approved. And at that point, a DOI will be assigned. The data set is then made available on a hub. So we've crossed over from the light blue to the, but we're on the border of the light blue, moving into the light green. So the DOI has been issued, the data set's been published, it's available publicly. It's then made available on the hub and maintained for 10 years. And after those 10 years, the published data set is submitted to review and selection or deselection by a digital archivist and a subject specialist librarian in that particular area. Now I'm just going to run through some screenshots that will show you what I've just talked about. You'll be able to see what it looks like. Move along here. So this is an existing project workspace. Those of you who heard Michael McLennan's remarks will recognize this project space. He had some nice videos this morning that kind of walked you through the project creation process. This is the place where you would upload your files, your data files, use the various collaborative functions such as the to-dos, notes, as well as edit the project's information. So this is the basic project information that you would have entered in your initial project creations process. You're able to edit the title, the description. You're able to add, remove, re-add collaborators. It's also necessary to, or interesting to point out that you can add people from outside of Purdue. You just put their email address. They don't necessarily have to have a Purdue career account. This is where you would log the grant information and register the grant information or edit it if it's already had been entered. You can also change the project's visibility status from private to public and back again as you need. So once the collaboration has completed the researcher has some work that they want to output in the form of a published data set, they would then create a publication. So and you can see the three basic steps here, but we'll walk you through the whole process. The first step is the selection of primary files, and this is completely determined by the researcher. The primary files will compose the eventual downloadable published data set, and you can see that just to the bottom right. In the next step, supplementary or supporting documents are added. They will also be downloadable in the eventual final version, the published version of the data set. Next, the researcher has the opportunity to edit the descriptive metadata that describes the data set. Then we move on to editing or adding the authors. The authors list is populated from all those users who were added as collaborators or managers to the project. Optional gallery images can be added to point out to make your data set more easily recognizable. And also tagging is an available option. And there's a pre-populated list to choose from, and users can also add their own unique tags. User is then prompted to choose a license, Creative Commons or standard hub license, per license, excuse me. And they were then prompted to add any necessary release notes. This could be useful if you're planning to publish multiple versions of a data set. So here we are, we're about to publish. This is the final step. We have a review of, actually we're not going to publish, we're going to review first, but you can see all the bits and pieces that you'd added in to describe the data set. The researcher has the opportunity to review the draft data set before choosing one of the four submission options. Review and publish will automatically create a public data set with the DOI. Review and archive, and this is a dark archive data set, not publicly available. And then you can review and share a draft, and this allows you to hold off on having a DOI issued. And that's what we're going to do from this screen capture to the next. And then finally, cancel and delete. Cancel and delete speaks for itself. So review and share draft allows the user to take a final look at the completed data set prior to saving it and triggering the creation of a DOI, as I mentioned. Here we can see the data set citation, the primary files, supporting documents, and license that have been previously selected. Also, we can save and review. Excuse me. So we click save, and this is a preview of what our draft dataset publication will look like. However, at this point, it can still be edited. Again, we see everything that was outlined in the previous capture. We see our citation, the dataset download option in the upper right, an indication that the final draft is ready to be published, the source project, supporting documents, versions, gallery image, abstract, tags. The thing that we don't have is a DOI at this point, I don't think. Yeah. And finally, we'll review and submit the draft dataset to be published. Again, we see the information about our draft dataset, publications, information. This time around, we're going to select review and submit to be published. We're given some important notices at this point. Mainly, publication will be reviewed by an administrator. DOI will be issued with this dataset publication, and this particular publication is being released publicly. Again, we see all the metadata and files associated with the dataset publication. We then submit to be published. And the data, what's next is what's presented to us. You're notified that your publication is under review, and you will hear whether it has been approved in the next few days. Once it has been submitted to be published, a DOI is automatically issued. Finally, we have a dataset publication with a fully formed citation, and most importantly, DOI. It's now available publicly on the PerHub. It and all published datasets are maintained until the end of initial commitment is reached 10 years after publication. And after 10 years, the publication will be appraised and either selected or deselected for permanent storage and preservation. Now that we've discussed the data creation services workflow, we'll take a quick look at the services and support that assist per users. This is the DMP. If you go to research.hub.purdue.edu, you'll get a DMP overview. There's various resources there, including guides and tutorials. Some speak specifically to NSF requirements. Others are more at a higher level and will help you to ask the appropriate questions and give you examples and resources that you want to use in the creation of your DMP. Also, there's a DMP Q&A section which includes storage and pricing. We have a knowledge base of frequently asked questions and definitions. And also important is the contact information, which helps you. If you have information about your grant information, you can call Sponsored Program Services Ticketing. You can talk to ITAP. And also data references will help you with your DMP related questions and PER related questions. You can use the data reference Ask a Librarian. So to date, PER has, in conclusion, to date, PER has 430 grants that include PER in their DMPs. 22 of these grants have been awarded. The remainder have not been awarded or under review. 245 users, 94 research projects, and 3 published data sets. PER is building a strong foundation based on this data curation services model, and that is all. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.